like many of us, you've been watching and listening to what's going to be happening. I mean, the recent drone attacks in Saudi Arabia on the largest oil plant is, it's a wake-up call in terms of warfare. And, of course, we've got Peter Scholz here, who's the Delivery Solutions Manager at T-Systems South Africa, who joins you now to discuss the next wave, shall we call it, in security threats. Peter, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning.
Peter, a few years back, if you told me that we were going to be talking about unmanned flying objects that would be destroying the world, I'd be telling you, get out of town. But we are seeing a rise in criminal activity when it comes to drones.
That is 100%, Sibongile. And you also need to keep into account that drones and UAEs will become as commonplace as bicycles at this stage, in all industries. And like all things in life, 99% will be, as we call, friendly drones or friendly UAVs. But our problem is the criminal or hostile drone. And that's what we're after.
Yeah. And talking about that, what type of crimes are citizens and criminal syndicates committing with drones?
At this stage in South Africa, it's mainly surveillance, observation, reconnaissance, and contraband. Contraband, prisons, cell phones, drugs,
so
weapons.
They literally drop the drugs with drones?
Yes, into restricted environments.
Let's take a prison, for example. Is there a way to protect yourself against such syndicates that are dropping drugs by drones? Do you apply for some sort of airspace restriction? How does that work?
Look, in any case, like the South African prisons, they have airspace restrictions, but that does not stop the people from penetrating the airspace. So basically what people are trying to achieve now is to at least create a situational awareness of the airspace around them. The systems we involved with is purely commercial, it's not military. And to cut a long story short, the main problem with the drones is, or UAV, is radar does not cover below 600 feet due to many reasons, which is...
For the purpose of our listeners, Peter, if you can just maybe explain the concept of radar.
Radar is the application of electromagnetic wave technology, which they radiate, and the reflections from the aircraft enables them then to pinpoint the position, speed, vector of the,
Of
the aircraft.
So if I'm understanding you, is if I'm flying above 600 meters, they can tell. They can see me that Abs is flying his whatever drone or whatever there, but under that, it's undetectable. So that means I have no way of knowing who's who and who's doing what.
Yeah, basically, Sibongile, what happens is, and this has been it's a very big problem now, below 600 meters, you can actually see them, but there's a lot of reflections from buildings, trees, temperature inversions. I'm not a specialist on radar, but the systems in general filter out the signals from that airspace.
So,
if you watch a movie, for instance, a war movie, you always see the planes attacking very low, just above ground level.
Yeah,
that is basically to enable them to evade radar detection.
So this is Yes, please continue.
This is what happened in Saudi Arabia now. The drones as well as the cruise missiles is flying below the radar cover.
Because that's what I was going to ask. I mean, Saudi Arabia is not a small country that we're playing with here. They've got the banking of the United States. So how could it have? How would they have done it?
Yeah, by flying in the nap of the earth. And, you know, it was quite a large attack. It was 25 drones, of which 14 were small UAV planes, most probably as decoys, and 7 cruise missiles.
Sure. So is there anything companies can do? What measures should companies and even countries have in place to counter this threat?
Well, this is all about risk management, actually. Depending on the size of asset you're trying to protect, that will determine what kind of systems. There are several systems available on the market, of which there's one that we provide. First of all, you need to have an awareness of a drone. That is what we call the detection of a drone. Then the next level is classification. And every step you go up is more expensive system. But the classification, that works very much like antivirus fingerprinting. The system knows what a certain drone looks like, the behavior. And if it picks up a drone, it will tell you this is this manufacturer of drone, this size. And then the third step is the actual location, where the system will tell you this is the GP reference, and it will track like radar where the drone is going, and it will also identify the position of a pilot. Remember, the drones are basically a flying wireless access point. And that, at this stage, most of the commercial systems detect the drone and the operator via the emission of radio signals, the Wi-Fi signals. But it will change over time as the technology develops. But there will be a stage like the military drones where they don't communicate back to the pilot. They're pre-programmed and they fly on an inertial navigation unit.
Peter, just before we let you go, we are running out of time, but from your assessment, I mean, from your advice, is it time to be panicking just yet, or, you know what, we've got this covered?
At this stage, people should start getting their cyber programs. If you have potential problems, to develop your cyber problems and include the drones in your security risk posture.
Peter, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, man. Peter Scholtz, who is a delivery solutions manager, talking about drones.